And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Time now, 4:34 p.m., go-home time for many of you. And listen, as you're headed home, let me just suggest something to you. Just Love Coffee Cafe. Just Love Coffee Cafe, with two locations in our listening area, one on Hughes Road in Madison, the other on South Parkway in Huntsville. You may want to just, you know, you say you're going home, you're thinking, I don't want to mess the kitchen up. I'm tired of getting a burger in the drive-thru. I don't want any more chicken fingers. What do I want? Let me just suggest to you this. Just Love Coffee Cafe has an amazing menu. But Phil, it's coffee. Yeah, it's Just Love Coffee Cafe. They got more than just award-winning coffees. Good ones. Like grind the beans fresh, light roast, medium roast, dark roast. They got the treat coffees, as Charlene calls them, like the cappuccinos, the espressos, the lattes. But yeah, the food. Oh my gosh. I mean, you can do breakfast for dinner if you want to. They got things like the bacon tater, a hash brown waffle, cheddar cheese and bacon sprinkled with black pepper and served with a side of sour cream and ketchup. Or you can just dig right into things like the Jive Turkey Wrap or the Classic Club Sandwich or the Roast Beef and Cheddar Melt. What's on that Jive Turkey Wrap? You say to me, I say you. Hey, flour tortilla, turkey, bacon, provolone, spinach, creamy pepper jelly spread served with chips and a pickle spear. Listen, Just Love Coffee Cafe. It's way more than coffee. It's a great environment, great locations, great service, great people, and great food. Check them out at Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, Hughes Road in Madison, South Parkway in Huntsville. I love both locations. Just tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio, too. I get a kick when they tell me they hear folks come in and say that. All right, there. Now that I'm hungry, let me just move on from that. got some new folks on the... I got one texter who has not given us his name and location yet, an area code 623. So we'll get your name and location. But he says, love your show, and I'm sure others have asked this, but why play ABC News at all? Aren't they the fake news station? Listen, my friend, I cannot answer that. I do not own the contract between the broadcasting corporation that owns the station that I'm on. But I'll be honest with you, there have been more than once that I have gone to break and heard ABC News literally contradict me. Something I just finished saying. Cannot explain it. But thanks for loving the show. Appreciate you. Tell us who you are and where you're from. We'll get you input in the system so we can talk to you more often. David from Huntsville sends in a text. He's got something he's got on the back of his I appreciate it, David. Thank you much, man. He's got a sticker on the back. Just wanted me to see it. Blue Lives Matter on the back of his truck. Good on you, man. Good stuff. Paul from Athens just texting in. Just saying thanks, guys, and thank you, man. We appreciate you listening. What else we got here? Gary from ARAB just joined the text string today. Gary, we're glad you're here. Thank you much. Dan from Rogersville is in the string. Also says, with regards to that story earlier from the Hinsdale area with the this is the Adventures of Woke World piece I did a while ago, doing away with the homecoming king and queen, just calling it homecoming royalty. And what the students do, they elected two dudes. And so they got two dudes, they got homecoming dudes now. And he says, I moved here. He said, I lived in Chicagoland previously, the Hinsdale area. And he literally just says, this is why I moved down here. We got Boomer, that tech, I see your note there. That text string is like going gangbusters, isn't it?
It's going.
Got a ton of folks in the system now.
We're 10 shy from a little over 200. So,
oh man.
Just in the text thread.
Digging that. Well, here's the deal, y'all. The text line is open at all times. The same number that you use to call the studio. And by the way, if you want to call in here in the last few minutes, I might not even get to my last segment. 833-687-4448. Anything we've talked about today, you want to talk about it, call on in. You can also text that line, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. And literally, the first time you text it, just say, you know, you'll say the word right side, text the word right side. You'll get an instant message back saying, you know, welcome aboard, you right side ruffian, or something like that. And then we'll get your first name and where you live, so we can always say that at that point, hey, just got a text from David from Huntsville or whoever. And jump in the system there. Phone lines are open. I'll just take calls, 833-687-4448. Some of you guys are driving home. Jump on the phone and just be careful in traffic. Don't be texting me while you're driving. Don't do it. I'm one of the ones that helped pass that law about texting and driving. So don't do it.
So I got a question for you. Yep. I'm a caller. Ring, ring. So I know it's some of the stuff that we were talking about, but I, honestly, kind of on a different subject, the Ukraine stuff.
All right.
Have you seen that that Putin's putting a curfew in place for some of these areas that
I did see that just a minute ago. Martial law,
right?
Yeah, he declared. You know, he allegedly has annexed eastern Ukraine.
Wow.
In the Donbass region, yeah. So right along the borders of Russia, you know, Luhansk, or is it Luhansk? I've forgotten the names of all of them. Kherson. Anyway,
you can pronounce them better than I can, but I know something that you and I were chatting about. I think it was even yesterday about the power grids and stuff like that over there that he was going after, and you know, it's getting really cold over there, and it's trying to break their morale and stuff.
Oh so, yeah, but declaring martial law is like saying I own you. Yeah. You must do what I say. Not only did I annex you, but now I control your movements. And so declaring martial law is a major step in asserting his strongman, you know, characteristics over that part of the country.
I think
you had a text yesterday too, Boomer. What was that? You have that text on your phone still? Mm. Find that real quick if you can, because for those who don't know, and we've had him on the show before, Boomer's dad, but Boomer's whole family has been super involved in ministry and activity in the Ukraine for, gosh, Boomer, what, 15 years? How long?
It's been a long time.
Something
about,
like that?
About 15 years.
Yeah,
maybe.
About that. Yeah. Your sister was actually adopted from Ukraine.
Yes.
A sweet girl.
Yeah.
But you got a text yesterday about the power grid and stuff. What do you got?
Yeah, so it's from one of our dear friends that helps run my parents' ministry in Ukraine, and they're down in the southern part of the region. And what she said was, thank you so much for your prayers. Only God can really help right now. Almost 75% of the power units in Ukraine have been destroyed. Now every city in Ukraine must save electricity. Several regions do not have electricity at all. When evening comes in the city, they do not turn on the lights. That's why the darkness is incredible in the city, and the silence. Because it's still a little warm during the day. We don't turn on the heat. But, you know, then it's starting to get really cold at night.
Yeah.
I don't know, and no one knows what will happen the next few weeks. It's just really cold is about to come in the next 2 weeks. We have water and electricity, but we must save right now.
So where your friend is at, they do currently still have water in your said 75% of the overall power grid is out or at least damaged?
At least that's what they're gathering from, you know, from their friends and family all around the country. You know, that's what they're saying.
And by the way, those are targets. Those are civilian targets. Those aren't, you know, troops, force on force kind of fighting right there. That's Putin. And one of the latest techniques, by the way, is Putin has been buying Iranian drones. They call them kamikaze drones because they fly them in and just fly them straight to a target and just crash into the target and explode. And, I mean, that's exactly it's like the modern day equivalent of the V2 rockets that the buzz bombs that the Germans launched against England back in World War II.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, sorry, I didn't mean to go off subject.
No,
I saw that up on the screen, yep. And then I was thinking about it, so just wanted to know your thoughts.
And Boomer, just so you know, I announced the text string and it went bananas. I mean, there is you got more than the 10 you were looking for, brother. I'm just saying.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, I'm looking at new ones from Joey from Huntsville. We got Brian from Huntsville. Brian from Huntsville says, the Monkey song Daydream Believer, I never imagined the lyrics would need to be changed in a homecoming drag queen. Yes. Yes. Oh, this shouldn't happen that way. What else we got? James from Harvest texting in. He says he did hear they were starting to restrict the use of power in Ukraine. James from Harvest says that. We got Mark from Center Star, Alabama. Says, shrinkflation. Have you seen how small and thin Chips Ahoy cookies are now? I know, brother. And did you hear me talking about he may have heard this the other day. I did shrinkflation as part of my... Don't tell me those double stuff Oreos have still got double stuff in them. I'm saying they got like maybe 1.25 stuff is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. And like you said, you knew those Reese cups were smaller. Oh, absolutely. They're smaller.
That's offensive to me.
It is so offensive.
The very idea.
Like, why would they do that?
Screwing with our Reese's cups. Man. You would think that you and I just sit around just eating bonbons all day.
We do have right side rations.
We do have right side rations.
Everybody needs to watch the live stream at some point, because you probably see us popping a right side ration.
Right side rations. Right side rations. Caffeine and chocolate. That's how we keep this show moving. What else we got on the text line? As I'm just loving. And by the way, the phone lines are open. We got about 2 minutes for the break. So if you want to call in, 833-68-RIGHT. That's the phone number. Somebody who did not give us their name says, why isn't anybody talking about the bioweapon death shot they pushed on everyone? I assume they're talking about the vaccine,
COVID vaccine? I heard about that last night.
Or is this Ukraine? What are we talking about?
No, the vaccine, the COVID vaccine. There was a medical doctor. I could be wrong, but it was a European medical doctor came on last night. I believe it was on Fox News, and it was talking about the COVID vaccine and how it's somehow related to some heart attacks in younger generation. And so it's a thing right now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're saying myocarditis is showing up in the younger generation at epic levels. We talk about it on the show. Don't worry. We've had Dr. Jordan Vaughn on here multiple times to talk about his concerns with the overuse of the vaccines and all that. Joe from Athens is new on the text ring. Welcome, Joe. We're glad you're there. Chris from Athens is new on the text ring. Glad you're there. I think it's Dee Dee is on the. Tell us where she's from. He, she, I assume Dee Dee. I hope I'm saying that right. I'm trying not to offend you. I apologize. JT from Lacey Springs just jumps in and says, out of the 168 hours a week, you and Boomer give us 15 hours of sanity and truth. Love you, JT. Thank you so much for that one. We got another that just joined in. Don't have a name yet, but we'll get it from you. Chris from Priceville just joined in the text string. Glad of it. I mean, wow. I don't even have time for to get all of them. Because it's time for a break, brother. Yeah, go ahead and take us to the break. I'm gonna save number three of the triple dipper for tomorrow. I might as well. I mean, if I come back, I have 4.5 minutes to cover it. It's not gonna do it justice. The Waterworks Board, we'll cover that tomorrow, because they do serve 11% of the state, believe it or not. And they are jacked up. They are ate up like a soup sandwich, my airborne instructor used to say. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. We're back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right. Man, Boomer, the text string went bananas.
Bananas, absolutely.
just welcoming a few more. I mean, they're still dropping in as we're talking. But Louis from ARAB is now on the text string. That is indeed Dee Dee from Athens. We got Ginger from Moody. And she says, that's the town, not my attitude. Okay, I got you. Brett from Gunnersville is living on the right side, he says. Appreciate that. We got somebody calls themselves Droopy, but doesn't say where they're from. So, Droopy, we like you. Thank you very much. Chuck from Oneida, Tennessee, and glad to say he's a right side ruffian. Glad of it, brother. We got a ton more. I'm not even seeing all of them here. One of them's telling me they're trouble with voice recognition, and they're trying to voice text me, I guess. But it's Ray. Oh, it's Ray in Harvest. Ray, thanks for being on the text string. I'll get back to that in a minute. Listen, lots of stuff going on. Also, I got a caller on the line, so let me jump over and grab that while I still can. Line one, Steve from Gurley. Hey, Steve. Phil Williams, how you doing?
Hey, Colonel. How's it going?
I'm good, man. I'm good. What's on your mind?
I'm just retired B4 Mafia member here.
Hey, nice. You're the guys that run the Army, right?
We try to. We know where everything's hidden and all the bodies are buried.
That's exactly right. And I got news. There were plenty of times where I knew if I wanted to find out something, I just went and found a squad leader. He could tell me exactly where it was.
Absolutely, sir. Appreciate your show. Been listening to you since you got started.
I'll get to it, though.
I have a question about actually two parts. The Democrats going really hard on the abortion issue, but are they really going to gather that many more voters? Because that's their base anyway. So I don't know why they're going so strong on that issue. And also, if they made a federal law, isn't it already shot down by the Supreme Court because they said it's a states' rights issue and they would pretty much have to do a U.S. constitutional amendment in order to make it ratified by the government?
Hey, wow. Great question, Steve. So let me take those in both parts here. So the first question deals with what they would tend to call like voter energy or voter, get out the vote kind of stuff. What they're trying to do is try to keep their base energized, because the risk you run of having a season in which it appears the Democrats are going to do poorly is that some of them just get disenfranchised and they stay home. And it's amazing how many times just a few more votes can make a difference. And so they're trying to use this as an energizing base issue to get the base out, because if they don't have their base, they lose, period. So, I think some Democrats still think it's an issue, but I saw a report a little while ago that said even among the Democrat base, it's beginning to wane and it's not really resonating like they thought it would. So all said and done, they're playing it because they got to get their people fired up to try and come out. But I think it's more of a boutique issue and it's not going to wind up being the thing that drives people to the polls. But as for what they can do about it, so yeah, the Supreme Court did come back and say that Roe v. Wade was unconstitutional on its face because it flew, contrary to the 10th Amendment, allowing states to have a right to make these decisions. Now, if I'm not mistaken, if Congress chooses to act and truly codify the abortion industry, then the states would have to fight that as a preemptive law. In other words, federal law tends to preempt states. But right now, there's an absence of federal law, meaning the states can speak into it right now because there's no federal law to the contrary. So I think what they're looking at here is they're trying to say if they can get the majorities in the House and the Senate that they'll codify Roe v. Wade. I'm saying they're not going to get it, and we're going to be okay, and it's going to stay a states' rights issue. That answer your question?
Yeah, it did a little bit. Just the way that the court came back and said, that it's not constitutional guarantee, and that then the federal government will come in and make a law. The federal government could come in and legalize marijuana, but the state of Alabama is not going to do that.
Well, the state of Alabama already legalized it for medical purposes, but you got different realms in the law. You got the common law. That's when a case is settled and what the judge says goes. But the common law can't contradict what is statutory. In other words, when the legislature passes a law, that takes effect. And then all things have to be measured against the Constitution. What happened with Roe was Roe tried to say, just by some kind of an action from the bench, sort of like legislating from the bench, which shouldn't happen, was that there was a constitutional right to an abortion. The Supreme Court most recently said, no, there's never been a constitutional right to an abortion. If you're going to codify it, codify it, but don't try to pretend that it was a constitutional right. So they could come back. I believe congressionally they could come back and try to codify it and make it a federal code or federal law. But right now it's still a states' rights issue. All right?
I appreciate your time, sir.
All right, brother. Thanks for your service, too. Appreciate that. Oh, well, listen, man, what a great show. And I see more people dropping in the text line. Sheila from Decatur just joined the text line. Appreciate you, Sheila. Thank you so much. And Droopy is from Muscle Shoals, so now we know where Droopy's from. All right, Droopy, thanks so much for listening. What a great audience, man. Boomer, we don't even know. We're not scratching the surface just by doing this text line, how many people are out there. But estimates are that this show is reaching somewhere in the neighborhood of 25,000 to 30,000 people a week. And you gotta love that.
Wow.
Gotta love that.
Yeah.
Gotta love that. All right, folks, it's an honor to be with you. Boomer and I back here again tomorrow at 2. Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Y'all have an amazing night. We'll see you tomorrow.